It is time for us to do our sports thing. And even though we never saw this in Hartford, Connecticut, with our Whalers, we never saw a Game 7 final in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now there's one that's happening in Beantown tonight. We'll start off sports with Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
That's a famous Hartford Whalers theme song that we still play to this day for our love of the Whalers. But anyway, first of all, how'd your game go yesterday?
Great. We won 3-0. It's an all-star competition. It's like mainly Division I players, commits, and they range. You can only have 10 seniors on a team, and the rest has to be made up of sophomores and juniors, and kids only play half a game. So you got two full teams that one plays half a game, the other one plays a half a game. And we played really well yesterday. Our pitchers combined on a one-hitter. It's a 9-inning ball game, and we played a real good game yesterday. So our next game is Friday, I believe at 10:30, so I'll be able to do the show on Friday.
All right, so now tonight's the night. The NHL really should get to shine. A lot of people will still ignore it for some reason. Game 7 at the Boston Gardens. Such a big thing in Massachusetts that the Red Sox changed their game time from 7 o'clock.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, from 7 o'clock in the evening, they moved the game to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a Game 7 final.
Yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people, you know, the ignorant people continue to say, oh, if I want to watch a fight, I'll watch boxing. I mean, give it up, people. It's not like that. It's not like that at all. It's an intense physical game where things happen. In the playoffs, you see very little fighting, if any at all. You see the hard hits. You see the intensive play. It's a different game. And tonight is a Game 7. Anything could happen, but I think the Bruins have this well in hand tonight.
And it's such a big thing, and this is St. Louis is a baseball town, folks, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Busch Stadium is open tonight, and they're going to be showing the game on the big screen at Busch Stadium.
It's a champ. It's
yeah.
a championship game.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's with the Super Bowl. It's the Final Four culmination. Whatever you want to compare it to, that's what it is.
Except you
if
can't.
If you don't like hockey, fine. But it's you can't get better than this because – anytime the puck goes down the ice, it could be a deciding play that wins the game.
And also, what people don't realize is, unlike any other sports, unlike any other sports championship, you have to play a long season to get there, and
yep,
then
grind.
You have to play basically a season that's about 25-30% the length of the regular season to win the championship.
You could play up to 28 games
yeah, yeah.
in the playoffs in the 82-game schedule.
Yeah.
So 82, 28,
yeah.
110.
Yeah.
So you could have played 110 games to get to this point this year.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's the greatest playoff. It's the greatest night in sports.
Yeah. All right, so where we have that. All right, so now let's get to the Yankees and Mets. The Yankees win 12-5. The Mets win 10-5. Hap gives up 6 runs in 2 innings. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, I had my baseball dinner. I was busy yesterday. I had baseball dinner for high school yesterday, and we were in the section of this one place, and upstairs was a bar. And when we were done, I walked up there to see what was going on, and I saw the Mets were winning. I think it was 8-3 or something. I'm like, is that real? After knowing the Yankees destroyed them in the afternoon.
Yeah, Hap is a pitcher that if he doesn't pitch to location, he's a dead duck. And he was pitching to the bats last night. Oh my God! In 3 innings, he gave up 6 runs.
That was Paxton.
Paxton. Pardon me. Yeah, Paxton.
Well, Paxton's yeah. been pitching lousy his
yeah.
last couple outings.
Yeah.
He got hurt a couple weeks ago, a minor injury,
yeah.
and ever since he's come back from that, he's been pitching terrible.
Yeah.
So that's cause for concern for the Yankees because he was their big import over the winter, getting him from Seattle, and he's not throwing well. So that's something to be alerted by. On the other side, Vargas for the Mets, he pitched 6 strong innings last night. His ERA is almost at 3.5. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it. He's winning, and he's playing well. He's pitching well.
The ball goes up there at 70 miles an hour.
That could be it.
Really? That's good for him. Good for him. He was considered washed up at the beginning of the year, so good for him.
Man, he was awful.
Yeah, good for him. Now, I didn't check, but how'd the Red Sox do last night? Did their woes continuing?
The Red Sox got beat 9-5.
It's tough. They've got no bullpen.
No, we said it.
Yeah, no bullpen.
I said that right from the beginning of the year. They made their moves. They won their World Series last year. Now this year, they didn't re-sign Kimbrel, and they have their reasons for it.
Yeah.
But their bullpen, they also lost Kelly, and those are two big people in the bullpen last year. So now you had to replace them. You didn't replace them, and you're paying the price for it.
And it's really hard to get that reliever now.
Everybody that's anybody is hooked up with the team. Now you can only get it via trade. And believe me, if you're going to make a trade and you're the Red Sox or the Yankees or a top-flight team for something that you need, they're going to hold you at ransom.
Yeah. So, all right. So there's that. Where else do you want to go in sports now?
Tampa Bay's tied, dead flat-footed tie with the Yankees.
Yeah.
They're both 41 and 25. And if you look at run differential, Tampa Bay scored 99 runs. The Yankees have 70. That's a 29-run differential. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Playing the same game. So Tampa Bay's, it's not their pitching that's winning, it's their hitting that's winning. But they are getting good pitching as well.
Yeah, they're getting timely pitching. And that's the one thing that makes, you know.
Well, the one big change with them was they got Charlie Morton from the Astros, and I think he's like 7-0 or 8-0, and he's a big workhorse. He's going deep into the games for them. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they're not doing that pitcher and inning thing this year. They are shortening starts for people, but Morton is their one horse, and you got to have a horse, and he's giving them longevity, and that changes the dynamic of your pitching staff. So by making that one big trade, it changed their pitching staff, and it's paying dividends for them.
All right, so I guess I know where you'll be tonight.
Watching hockey from my chair, absolutely.
All right, I'll check with you.
No doubt about it.
I'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cozzi with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.